This is Rural Health Leadership Radio.
Episode 71, a conversation with Nicole Weathers, Program Manager for the University of Iowa College of Nursing's Online Nurse Residency Program.
The role of the nurse is really changing, and healthcare is changing. And in order to meet the demands of healthcare, we're going to have to change too. So we need to build these bedside leaders.
Welcome to the Rural Health Leadership Radio with your host, Dr. Bill Oxier. Each week, Dr. Oxier has a conversation with a different rural health leader to discuss what's working and what's not working in rural health, along with other topics of interest to rural health leaders. Rural Health Leadership Radio's goal is to improve health in rural America by providing a simple, no-cost means to share information and connect rural health leaders from around the country. And now, here's Dr. Oxier with today's guest.
Hi, everybody. I am your host, Dr. Bill Oxier, and welcome to Rural Health Leadership Radio. I'd like to thank the Dynamic Leadership Academy for Rural Health for underwriting the cost of today's podcast episode. And I'd also like to thank today's guest, Nicole Weathers, for taking time out of her busy schedule to have a conversation.
Hi, Bill.
Nicole is the Online Nurse Residency Program Manager at the University of Iowa College of Nursing. So, Nicole, tell us about yourself. Who is Nicole Weathers?
Well, Bill, I'm a master's prepared nurse that's working with the University of Iowa College of Nursing with their Iowa Online Nurse Residency Program. So I graduated with my bachelor's in nursing in 2006 and then my master's in 2015. Prior to working with the Iowa Online Nurse Residency Program, I've worked in both large healthcare systems and small rural facilities as a registered nurse. So immediately prior to coming to the college, I actually had the opportunity to work in a 25-bed critical access hospital for about 7 years, filling a variety of roles, which is pretty common amongst nurses working in rural facilities. So I started as a staff nurse, cross-training to various departments, and then had the opportunity to transition into their role as their nurse educator. So in that role, I was responsible for lots of different things as far as orienting new nurses to their organization, providing continuing education opportunities. I also filled their role as their outpatient diabetic nurse educator, and then a short period as their nurse informaticist while we transitioned to a new electronic medical record. So lots of different opportunities there. And once I then transitioned here to become the program manager for the Iowa Online Nurse Residency Program, I really function in lots of different roles as well. So kind of manage all aspects of the program from, you know, sales and marketing, getting it available out there to interested organizations, as well as really facilitating some of those online cohorts, and then working with the facilities using our program to have successful implementation.
Well, that's a great background, great experience, and you are definitely a true rural health leader by wearing all those different hats, both at the critical access hospital and in your current role. That gives you an interesting perspective since you worked at a large urban facility as well as a critical access hospital, I would think. So thank you for sharing that with us. So, Nicole, I ask everybody that is a guest on the program here for their definition of leadership. So what's your definition of leadership?
You know, for me, leadership can kind of be a little bit difficult to define because I do think it means something different depending on what you're looking at, what you're doing. So for me, I think leadership is about really helping those around you be the best that they can be and do the best work that they can do. So, you know, a lot of times when you look at a definition of leadership, it talks about inspiring or motivating people. But I really think it's more about helping to facilitate their success. So, you know, as a manager of a nursing department, we want to facilitate the success of our nursing staff. As a staff nurse, we want to facilitate the success of our patients. And for me, you know, my goal is to facilitate the success of those using our online program.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that definition. So how did you come to choose a career in nursing, Nicole?
Well, you know, I wish I could really tell you some great inspiring story of, of, you know, wanting to be a nurse since I was a little girl, but that really is not the truth. So in all honesty, you know, I was a junior in high school and it was time to start applying for colleges and figure out what you wanted to do. So pretty much locked myself in the guidance counselor's office at that time, looking through their books, trying to figure out what it was I was going to do with my life. And I ended up landing on nursing. You know, I think I was really attracted to nursing because it allowed me to do a lot of the things that I enjoyed. You know, I really it was interested in the sciences. I like to help, you know, help people. But I also really had some good organizational skills and attention to detail. It also didn't hurt that when you looked at the career opportunities after college, you know, the opportunities were really endless. So, and that's something I really find so attractive about nursing as a career is that really the variety is endless and it really allows each of us as nurses to figure out what our little niche is and be good at that. So it's just kind of a cool thing about being a nurse.
Yeah, that is, I've always thought that was pretty cool about nursing as well. So that explains why you chose a career in nursing. Why the focus on rural health?
So shortly after becoming a nurse, I found myself working at that critical access hospital. And to be completely honest, when I first started there, I wasn't very excited about it. You know, initially I thought that maybe working at a rural facility somehow made me less of a nurse, you know, but it really didn't take me long to find out that I was completely, you know, wrong. You know, I soon realized that rural nurses really are expected to be mini experts, you know, providing the highest quality of care in all areas of nursing, from, you know, labor and delivery and bringing new life into the world to, you know, end of life care. And really that the resources available to help nurses do that are very limited in rural healthcare. So, you know, during my time there, I really started to appreciate what rural nursing did. You know, I truly believe rural nursing is a specialty all on its own. My rural facility, or my family, I guess, continues to reside in a rural area. I grew up in a rural area, and I think it's important for those in rural communities to get better or the same quality of care as those in our urban setting. So when this position came available for the University of Iowa to manage their program that was intended for new graduate nurse starting in rural facilities specifically, I really couldn't pass it up. I felt that this was really my way of helping bring high quality care to rural facilities across the country while helping new graduate nurses in those facilities grow and become successful.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So I know when we talked before, Nicole, you were telling me about the Iowa Action Coalition. And as I understand it, that's what really provided the impetus for the University of Iowa to start this online nurse residency program. Can you tell us a little bit about the Iowa Action Coalition?
Sure. So following the Institute of Medicine report on the future of nursing, the Iowa Action Coalition identified three goals that they wanted to work on. One of them being that new graduate nurses, regardless of their practice setting, participate in a nurse residency program upon entry into the profession. So to accomplish this goal, the state of Iowa actually, or the Iowa Action Coalition, I shouldn't say the state of Iowa, the Iowa Action Coalition, put together a task force to begin working on this goal. And so they had state-level stakeholders from all over the board, from acute care, from long-term care. They had nurse educators from academia, as well as the practice setting, and new graduate nurses and a nursing student that were on this this task force. And so with the state of Iowa having 82 critical access hospitals, it was really important for this task force that they create a program or curriculum that was adaptable regardless of the size and something that was kind of turnkey, meaning there'd be little startup or work to get it implemented, given, you know, sometimes the lack of resources these rural facilities have. So they looked really heavily at the evidence kind of when determining what the program would look like. what competencies would be included, and really what learning methods that would be used to deliver the content. So they spent about 2 years developing the program and worked, you know, really closely with the College of Public Health here at the university. Their design team really worked on developing those modules. And then luckily, once the modules were developed, the curriculum was kind of in place, the lead of the Iowa Action Coalition, who was Dr. Rita Franz at the time, was the dean also at the College of Nursing, and so graciously kind of took on implementation of the program. So that's how we ended up at the College of Nursing.
Interesting, interesting, very interesting. So can you give us an overview of the program? What is this nurse residency program?
So we have a couple of different options when it comes to the nurse residency program, but you know, it really is a program that's intended to provide support and assistance to new graduate nurses when they come into practice. So a new graduate nurse graduates from nursing school, they pass the NCLEX, they get hired at a facility. A lot of times in big hospitals, large urban hospitals, they have a nurse residency program already in place. Not always the case in a rural facility, but really it's aimed at really guiding and supporting that new nurse as they go from a student to a professional. So we've got two different options. We have what we call an all-online option, which is really meant for the rural facilities, those hiring, you know, fewer number of new graduate nurses in a year. And then we have what we call our blended option, which provides these facilities with kind of the tools, the curriculum, the structure to implement something, you know, inside their own facility. And so kind of just to give you an idea of what the online program looks like, since we're talking rural today, it's a five-step approach. So you would enroll a new graduate nurse into the program, and then they would become part of a cohort of other new graduate nurses from other rural facilities from across the country, potentially. And they would cover competencies, things like communication, conflict management, patient education, critical thinking, safety, quality, evidence-based practice, those sorts of things. So a lot of the professional skills that we can sometimes learn about in school, but it's not until we actually get out there and we're working in teams and we're calling physicians and we're taking care of patients do we really get the opportunity to, you know, practice and kind of hone in some of those skills. So the program consists of some online modules that they complete. They do some learning activities and some self-reflective journaling. And then once a month, we get them together for what we call kind of a live discussion. So in the online option, this takes place virtually. So we go into an online meeting room, and we actually work with these residents to kind of discuss their experiences. And then, you know, what is it when it comes to these competencies, how well are they actually using them? So for instance, we talk about calling physicians, communicating with physicians. You know, that's one thing when we talk about it in theory, right? But when we actually have to call that physician at 2 a.m, it can be kind of stressful on that nurse. So right. We kind of work with them to give them tips and tools and strategies they can use to really rise up and kind of hone in those professional skills. They work with some pre-identified support throughout the program. So somebody from their facility is kind of assigned to them to kind of check in with them, help really close that loop, bring it back specific to their organization. And then as a final piece of the program, they are required to complete what we call a residency project. So this is them kind of identifying either a quality improvement or evidence-based practice project that they would like to complete at their organization. So again, this is something that they ideally take to that point of implementation. It's not necessarily something that's done in theory, but really, you know, real results with this at their organization.
Interesting. The one thing you said too, I just want to clarify, you talked about when each cohort is formed, you said they're around the country. So it's not just limited to Iowa. It's national in scope. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So the program was, of course, intended or, you know, developed with Iowa in mind, but it didn't take us long to realize that, you know, we've got rural facilities in states all over the United States, right? So Anybody from anywhere in the U.S., from really any practice setting too. So we tend to work with a lot of hospitals, but we are kind of breaking out into kind of the long-term care area, and potentially even, you know, public health down the road. So basically wherever a new graduate nurse is starting, you know, they have the opportunity to participate in this program as well.
Gotcha. And the other point of clarification too, it sounds like any newly graduated nurse, regardless of whether he or she is working in rural or urban or whatever, they can participate in this program, but the overwhelming majority of participants in the online program are rural. Is that, did I get that right?
That's correct. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of barriers to implementing a nurse residency program. So in the traditional sense, it does take a lot of resources and it takes time and it takes dedicated staff. And, you know, a key component is really having a group of new graduate nurses that are kind of all experiencing the same thing. So in these rural hospitals, they might only hire, let's say, 1 to 3 to 5 new graduate nurses in even an entire year. So really kind of impossible to provide them with a nurse residency program. So this is just kind of a way for them to do that. And that's by kind of teaming them up virtually and giving them, you know, other new graduate nurses from other rural facilities, either in their state or, you know, across the country.
Got it. Thank you so much for clarifying that. So now, how long have you been managing this program?
So I took this role when the program started. So it was launched in August of 2014. And so right at 3 years, or a little over 3 years, I guess, is how long I've been with the program and how long the program's really been in existence.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that over that period of time, you've seen some interesting things happen with the impact that your program has had. So can you share a story or two with us about the where you've seen that impact?
Sure. So there's really two things that kind of come to mind when I think about, you know, the impact this program has had. So first is kind of on the networking. So, you know, nurse residency programs not only were put in place to help new graduate nurses become successful in their roles, but also as a retention tool. So trying to keep nurses at their organizations that they start, because, you know, they say, you know, somewhere between 15 and 30% of new nurses will leave their first job within a year. So we really want to cut back on that. So that's not only supporting them, right? Or a lot of that comes with supporting them. In the online option, you know, this kind of got brought to my attention kind of early on, but I had a new nurse that, you know, said one of the big things they learned from this program was that, you know, maybe the grass wasn't greener. And what I mean by that is, you know, by having the opportunity to, you know, visit and network and discuss with other nurses from other facilities, you know, they came to realize that, you know, maybe it is just the reality shock that I'm experiencing, making me feel like this might not be a good fit for me. But it seems like all organizations are going to have something that, you know, I like or I don't like about how they do things. And some of that is just, you know, the business of healthcare, right? So we've got very high standards. We've got high demands that we have to meet. And, you know, we've all got our set ways and making that happen. So she really said by getting to hear from these other new nurses, you know, they're all going to have that physician that doesn't want to be called at 2 a.m, or they're all going to have, you know, a set way of I have to do X, Y, and Z before I get where I want to go as far as cross-training to a specialty unit. Or they might all have a supervisor that, you know, has some different things that they might not necessarily like. So I think it was not really something I think any of us intended with this program or thought. You know, we were just bringing them together because we needed to get them in a cohort with other new nurses. But that was kind of a neat thing that came out of it. So, you know, they're basically realizing there's nothing wrong with where I'm at. It's just, it's the nature of the beast sometimes. So that was kind of neat. And, you know, the other thing is really with the residency project. So, you know, a lot of times they might not be overly enthusiastic when they first hear about the project, right? And then all of a sudden they kind of want to conquer the world. So sometimes we got to kind of pull them back and kind of get them set up with a project that's pretty manageable. And, you know, one in particular is that an organization, and they were looking at sepsis, you know. And so sepsis, there's an initiative out there for all patients to be screened for sepsis. And so when they started on their project, they were kind of looking in their emergency department at how often were we really getting our patients screened for sepsis. And when they dug into the data and kind of started doing some audits, what they found was about 2.9% of their patients were actually being screened correctly. And that time from walking into their ED to getting screened was greater than 90 minutes. So a lot of times it wasn't even happening in the ER. It wasn't until they were already maybe placed on the unit. And so they kind of dug into this and saw kind of how poorly they were doing and wanted to do something about that. So they worked on providing education for their nursing staff that works in the ED, also their physicians, and did some, you know, just-in-time education and really started working with these nurses to improve those numbers. And they've got to the point now where they're screening close to 99% of their patients in less than 30 minutes. You know, the cool thing, I mean, not only are we, of course, you know, getting our work done more efficiently and getting our patients screened, but really the cool thing is that these nurses, you know, they've been out of the program for well over a year, and they're continuing to audit the data, follow up on things that might not be going well, reporting at their staff meeting. And so we've really seen these nurses in particular kind of grow as a leader, right? Because, you know, it was just a project that they had to do for this program. Nobody said they had to continue on, but they've now been empowered to the point where they want to continue on with this. This is kind of their point of, you know, responsibility, if you will. I was even talking to this nurse a couple weeks ago, and she said that in the last 2 months of data that she just did, what she found was they had identified three patients in the ED who were had a positive sepsis screening, and they were actually able to get them each transferred to a higher level of care within an hour of being admitted to their ED. So, you know, I think that's really kind of a neat thing too, where you start seeing those real results of these residency projects.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's got to bring a smile to your face when you hear about things like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've touched on this a little bit, you know, the benefits of your nurse residency program for the nurse. It helps him realize that the grass isn't always greener. It helps him embrace quality standards, that sort of thing. So what are some of the other benefits that you've seen for the nurses who participate in the residency program?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to things like their comfort, their confidence, their job satisfaction, their leadership skills. You know, like you said, we have talked about a lot of those things already, but, you know, hearing from other new nurses that, you know, they're experiencing those same things, that really helps a new nurse with their confidence, right? Because it's not me. There's not something wrong with me. This is what everybody's doing. And we just have a little bit of a learning curve, a growth curve here. You know, I also think that, you know, being able to explore these things and talk about these things and can really help make us a little bit more satisfied, have a little bit more comfort there. And then, of course, as we work on these skills, you know, our own leadership skills really start to develop and shine, especially in that residency project.
Yeah, it's good to know you're not all alone. You know, you might be feeling like you are, but with that support group, there's got to be comfort in that.
Well, and I think, you know, when you think rural too, I mean, I'm the only new nurse. Everybody else has been here for, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years or, you know, longer. And so it might feel like nobody knows what it's like to be me right now. So yeah, definitely having that cohort can be very helpful.
Well, I know that most people that I know that went into nursing, they're very focused on the patient and delivering benefits to the patient. So what are the benefits of the nurse residency program for the patients?
So again, we focus on those professional skills. So things like communication and patient education and safety and quality. And, you know, ineffective communication is one of the leading causes for errors in healthcare. So really by helping them focus on communication, helping nurses be better decision makers at the point of care, helping them see their bigger role in safety and quality and evidence-based practice really no doubt helps us improve, you know, the quality of care we're giving our patients. And so, you know, it can sometimes be difficult to really show direct correlation or data specific to how the nurse residency program led us there. But, you know, if we're making better nurses, if we're growing their critical thinking skills, if they're seeing kind of the big picture, they're no doubt providing better care to their patients. So, I mean, for the patient themselves, I mean, they can expect to have better patient care from those nurses.
You've touched on this already too, but I'll go ahead and ask you this question. You know, what about the employer, like the hospital or the clinic where they're working? What are the benefits to them to have a nurse, a new nurse participate in the residency program?
You know, like I kind of mentioned earlier, a lot of times nurse residency programs are brought into a facility to help with retention, right? We need to retain these nurses. We need that stable nursing workforce. But, you know, it's not all about retention, right? There's a lot of other things that can kind of be of benefit. So, I mean, we're growing these nurses. We're developing them professionally. Many facilities see this as kind of the spark or the boost to get those nurses back in school for continued academic progression. So if we're a facility that hires a lot of AD nurses, potentially they're going back for their bachelor's degree or their master's degree. You know, having them complete those projects really helps. I mean, that really does help with patient care. It helps us with, you know, our bottom line, you know, the financial piece. And it also helps kind of spark this culture of innovation and constantly looking at how we can do things better and have a little bit, have our nurses at the bedside feel like they have a little bit more of a voice in how care is being provided.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And it's a 1-year program. Is that right?
It is. It's a 1-year program.
Okay. All right. So you deal with a lot of different facilities in promoting your residency program, especially a lot of rural hospitals and clinics, and you're always talking to the nurses that work in that. What scares you the most about the future of rural health from your perspective, Nicole?
You know, when we have these discussions with the nurses, you know, one of their big frustrations, and I remember this from working, you know, clinically as well, is that we're continually adding and adding and adding to the nurse's plate and what's expected of them and what we need them to get done in a shift and, you know, on and on and on. And our patients, I mean, that's because, you know, we need to, right? We need to provide higher quality care. Our patients are ill, they're living longer. And so what scares me is that nothing really ever gets taken away from these nurses, right? And there's only so much that you can do. And while we have to have that high expectation, I really feel like it's scary to think what kind of people we might not be getting into the profession because, you know, they hear about this and they know this. And at some point, it's going to break, right? We can't keep adding and adding and adding.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you the opposite side of that question. What excites you the most about the future of rural health, Nicole?
Well, I think, you know, what scares me also excites me. So, okay. You know, I'm really excited to see what healthcare will look like in 10 to 15 years. What will it look like in the future? How can we deliver care more efficiently? You know, what will that role of the nurse look like? Maybe as we add and add and add, we're going to see that role kind of change a little bit with what they are expected to do and maybe, you know, what our support staff can kind of help us with. So I really think as we kind of transform and redesign healthcare, it'll be, you know, very exciting to kind of see what the expectations will be down the road.
Yes, it is exciting. So we've covered a lot of ground here in our short conversation today, Nicole. If our listeners only take one thing away from our conversation today, what should that be?
I think the role of the nurse is really changing and healthcare is changing. And in order to meet the demands of healthcare, we're going to have to change too. So we need to build these bedside leaders, right? And nurse residency programs are a way to do that, you know, to build that competence, that confidence, instill that sense of power to from the very beginning to bring about, you know, practice changes. And that nurse residency programs aren't something just for large hospitals. There are innovative ways to provide this type of support and even some of the most rural settings.
That's very great. Thank you so much. So if one of our listeners is interested in getting more information about bringing this program to their facility, how would they go about that?
Well, they can check out our website, which is uiowa.edu/IONRP, or they can email me. And my email address is nicole-weathers@uiowa.edu.
Excellent. Or you can always send me an email to bill@billoxier.com, and I can put you in contact with Nicole as well. So Nicole Weathers, the online nurse residency program manager at the University of Iowa College of Nursing, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill.
I want to thank you for telling us about the online nursing residency program and how it can help rural health. That sounds like a wonderful program. And I want to thank all of you out there for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever your favorite podcast app might be, and subscribe to Rural Health Leadership Radio. And to continue the conversation of leadership in rural health, you can join our LinkedIn group called Rural Health Leadership Radio. And if you're a Facebook person, you can also like Rural Health Leadership Radio's Facebook page. Until next week, let's keep working to improve rural health one conversation at a time.
If you would like to connect with today's guest, please send an email with your contact information to bill@billoxier.com. If you would like to be a guest or suggest someone else as a guest, have a question you would like to ask, or simply want to contact Rural Health Leadership Radio, please use that same email address, bill@billoxier.com. That's bill@billoxier.com. You can also visit our website at www.rhlradio.com.
We'd ask that you please support our sponsor, the Dynamic Leadership Academy for Rural Health. The Dynamic Leadership Academy for Rural Health's mission is to improve rural health one leader at a time.